Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hi, it's Sally. Thanks for joining us. Here's some highlights from today's show.
The Dollar Tree, the dollar store, discount stores, a lot of millionaire next door types. That's what they do. They shop at these places. We're wondering why you go, I mean, what's the best deal? Why should we go to like the dollar store? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Mary Jo is with us. Thank you so much for calling the show.
I'm not a millionaireess, but I shop at the dollar store because they have the best greeting cards.
Really?
Oh. For 50 cents to a dollar. But they have the best cart and cleaning supplies. They're the same cleaning supplies as every other store, but they're a lot cheaper. Huh. So that's why I stop at the dollar store.
Wow.
The one thing I have heard, because they do have like name brand stuff, and a lot of times even the discount like off-brand stuff is packaged by the same company. So it's exactly the same stuff.
I've heard that.
Right. But... Yeah. It can be tricky sometimes, like with canned goods. People think they're getting a good deal when really it may be less than a dollar at the grocery store. So
yeah, you got to watch some of it.
That you have to watch like the and the quantities. But yeah, like for cleaning supplies, Dollar Tree is fantastic.
Hair products, but the selection of greeting cards just is awesome. I can't go in there and spend a dollar. That's for sure.
You said they're good. They're well done.
Oh, they're wonderful greeting cards. They're wonderful and for any occasion. Yep.
Wow.
Because I like to send cards just because, you know, thinking of you, have a good day, a little sunshine, and they're wonderful.
That's good to know.
And what a nice treat to open the mailbox and find that. I love
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
That's sweet.
You should send yourself a card congratulating Chef for saving so much money. Family Life Radio, we are Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends. Hope you're having a good day so far. We're talking about saving money and specifically going to the dollar stores and what's the best thing to get there to save yourself some money. You know, trying to be good stewards and maybe be the millionaire next door. It's fascinating finding out that there's a good chunk of people that earn six figures or more. They're shopping at the dollar store.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
They're keeping those six figures.
I know.
Yeah, smart people.
Kathy is with us, and why do you go there?
I like to go there because my grandkids, I'm known as the Toy Nana.
Toy Nana. That's a good nickname.
Yeah, and it's cheaper to go there than to go like to, you know, on other stores where you would send an arm and a leg. Plus, they get more at the Dollar Tree than if you go to some other store. I can spend more on them or get more things for them. So,
you know, that reminds me, Christmas several years ago, Sam, his uncle, gave him a $25 gift card to the dollar store.
Uh-huh.
And he went in and bought all of those little cheapy toys, and he played with those more than the regular toys.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm reminded of a time I heard on, I don't know where I heard it at, but they said that they put all these toys in this one area, and then they put cardboard boxes in another area, and the kids played for
the cardboard boxes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Empty egg cartons were one of my favorite things when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
What would you do with them?
I would save, I don't know why this was so fun. I would save my plastic eggs from Easter, and I would put them in and take them out and pretend like I was about to cook, and I just thought that was the best thing ever.
Huh.
Wow. Yeah, that's really boring. What was wrong with me?
Nothing.
So why give Keep Family Life Radio on the air? Dusty called in earlier. He was talking about the 30-day challenge. If you don't know what that is, it's where you listen to nothing but Family Life Radio for 30 days straight and see if it doesn't make a difference in your life. And tell us what happened.
I used to be homeless, and it was your 30-day challenge that brought me out of that depression. Seeing my family, my wife, my kid in a homeless situation, being so helpless, powerless to change those circumstances. Just, I got nothing left. Like, take it, just take it. And he hasn't let me down ever since. I gave him my everything, not even realizing that all he was asking for was a relationship with him.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I listen to you guys all the time. Thank you so much for what you do. 30 days has turned into 365 times three and then some.
And he's his family's not homeless anymore. He's not dealing with depression. And he credits Family Life Radio and God But you know who else gets the credit? You. If you give to keep the radio station on the air, you take part in that. And right now, this is amazing, a generous friend of the ministry offering up a $100,000 match.
Wow.
So your support for Family Life Radio today will give even more people hope, because today, whatever you give is being doubled.
However, this is not a forever thing. In fact, I want to encourage you to give now, because this is the final week that you're going to be able to have your gift matched.
So go to myflr.org, and thanks for keeping Family Life Radio on the air.
All right, I'm just looking, guys. No one is giving online.
Ooh.
Would you consider right now doing that? Really, to stay on track to where we need to be to hopefully get all of this match, really, by the end of this week. We're running out of time. Can we get three people to hop on board at that $30 a month level? Or maybe you can add on to what you're giving, $30 a month. Or maybe you're not quite there at that $30 a month level. You're maybe doing, you know, $10 or $15. Can you add on to get to the $30 a month level? And also need someone to give that leadership gift of $1,000 or more. Will that be you? Will you do it right now? Just think, you're providing hope for a homeless family in their time of need. 888-888-9976. You can go to myflr.org. That's myflr.org. And thank you.
Family Life Radio.
Kenkel, Fritz, and friends. And if you're like us, there are times you're like, where did the day go? I have run out of time to get everything done. Well, we have Crystal Payne with us. She wrote the book Time Saving Mom: How to Juggle a Lot, Enjoy Your Life, and Accomplish What Matters Most. And Crystal, you said that there's a four-step process. Step number one has to do with prayer.
I know that I cannot do this life well on my own, and I am called right now to juggle a lot. And so how can I do that well? It's only by the grace of God. We are supercharged as superhumans with a supernatural power inside of us, and that is the Holy Spirit. And so in the book, I really talk about starting out my day from that posture of prayer, of recognizing that all I have and all I am is God's. And I find that when I am feeling stressed or anxious, it's usually because I'm trying to control a part of my life instead of releasing it to the Lord. And so really opening up my hands and every day just saying, God, go before me. Give me what I need. If I was up multiple times in the night, which honestly, right now, that's very common, especially because our 2.5-year-old, he has sleep apnea and just a lot of things. And so we're working through that. Just opening up my hands and saying, God, I didn't get what I would consider enough sleep last night. So multiply my sleep. And I'm going to trust you that you gave me what I needed to do what you called me to today. And so asking him to multiply my time, asking him to multiply my sleep, asking him to multiply my energy. And he is so, so faithful. But oftentimes I feel like that we're just over here trying to white knuckle our way through life in our own strength. And that's why we're feeling so stressed and so anxious. And so starting from that foundation of prayer and that posture of prayer, I also talk in the book about flare prayers throughout the day, shooting up these flare prayers when I'm feeling overwhelmed, or when, you know, I just don't know what to do, or I need to have a conversation with a teenager and I'm not really sure how to approach it. Shooting up that flare prayer and asking God to give me what I need. And he is just so, so faithful.
How to juggle a lot, enjoy your life, and accomplish what matters most. It's Crystal Payne. Make sure you check out the full interview on the podcast.
Maybe you're like me and your day started out a little different. What I'm referring to is I got myself all up and dressed and put my makeup on, and I already kind of knew maybe it wasn't my best makeup day, but my husband came up to me and, Misty, I'm just counting on you to relate to this. He looked at me, I thought, with loving eyes and said, how'd you bruise your face?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
How did you bruise your face?
Wow.
Man.
Because I had not bruised my face, but apparently I was correct in thinking that I was not having the best makeup.
You bruised your blush or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I remember one time when I got a new highlight. It's supposed to just kind of like, you know, illuminate the tops of your cheeks.
Glowing.
And yeah, and I walked out and my husband said, there's like a strip of metal on your cheek. And I think maybe you need to, and he just starts like making this pouncing motion with his fingers on his face. And I was like, blend? He goes, yes, that. I've heard you say that. That's what you need to do. So, yeah, I've had that happen to you.
Sally? Roger just thought Sally was beat up. And Misty had metal on her face.
All in the name of beauty. Oh my goodness.
So help the men that are listening right now. What do we, should you just not say anything? Would you, how do you approach, or maybe you shouldn't. You just look gorgeous. Yeah.
Concerned about my welfare.
Yeah, that's it.
Honestly, I'd rather know. It hurts a little bit, I'm not going to lie, but I'd rather know before I walk out the door.
Yeah, I mean, there's that moment where I was so disappointed because I thought it was a look of admiration.
Apparently,
it wasn't.
Yeah. Have you dealt with this? 888-9976.
Time for that good news of the day. Those amazing things that God is doing in our lives. How about you? What's going on?
I was inspired by the gentleman that was at his client's house doing tile.
Yeah, you heard from this guy who was at a client's home doing some work, and he literally fell to his knees and rededicated his heart to the Lord.
That just inspired me also to do the same as he did, you know, going through a lot in life. And I just wanted y'all to know that that was an inspiration, and my radio was on scan, and it stopped just like right at perfect timing for me to hear, because I was somebody that needed to hear that.
Oh, wow.
So I got to know, you said that inspired you to do the same. Are you saying that you have recommitted your life to Jesus?
I am going to today. We have recovery at Glad Tidings Church, and we usually have it on Thursdays, but today, for some reason, they have it today, and that's what I'm going to do.
Wow. How fun.
Goodness.
That's cool.
Well, thank y'all very so much. Y'all are awesome. This radio station is awesome. It's always, you know, turn on the radio, and it's perfect timing, God's timing, and it always, you know, just brings me to tears, the songs that come on at the same, at the right time, you know, life that we have to go through.
Well, God is at work in your life for sure. I mean, you hit the scan button and he went, nope, stop it right here.
You gotta listen to this.
I want you to hear. Yes.
Exactly. Like, and that is just so awesome. That's just God. And if more people could understand, like, his doing, like, you know, I just want to be that part of doing so that people can come and recognize the same thing that we all need to recognize.
Amen.
You are on your way, girlfriend. Tell
Praise
us your
God.
Name. Thank y'all so much. Yes, Daniel.
That's a beautiful name.
Thank you. Yes, all the way from Lubbock, Texas.
Awesome.
Yeah, God's moving. And thank y'all so much. Thank y'all so much.
Well, thank you for sharing.
God
appreciate
bless
it.
You.
What a story. And I'm sure you've got a story. What has God done in your life? Maybe it's something recent. Maybe it's a while ago. Call right now. 888-9976. Maybe you feel like there's something between you and God, or that he doesn't quite get you, or, well, this is interesting. You know, there's lots of different names for the name of God. Yahweh, Rapha, the God who heals. Yare-Ra, the Lord, our shepherd. Elohim. There's El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides. El Roy is the God who sees you.
Ooh.
Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you are not invisible. And God is not blind. He sees you. He sees what you're going through. He sees what difficulty you're in. He sees your situation. And you're not alone. The God who sees you. I love that.
Yeah.
In your situation that you're in right now, he sees it. No matter what's going on, he loves you, he cares about you, and you're not forgotten.
Mm. Mm.
I love that.
Yeah. You know, life can be so very difficult, and just to know that you aren't alone, that he does see what you're going through, he will guide you through it. What comfort there is in that.
Yeah. So just know that you've been seen today by God, and he cares, and he loves you.
Family Life Radio.
Family Life Radio.
I was wondering, I have a joy report, if I could share one with you guys.
Yeah. I've got joy.
my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control.
Mitch is with us from Potosi, Wisconsin. So tell us what's going on.
Years ago, when I was in prayer, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what would you have me do in my life? I heard the Lord call me to be a pastor. And I wanted to go to school for a long time, but money was always an issue for me. At my church in Dubuque, Iowa, we have a thing called Life Bible Academy. My pastor called me yesterday, wanted to know if I wanted to be involved. And I told him, I said, I would really want to, but my money situation is tight. And he's like, don't worry about that. He accepted me onto a scholarship position and was able to drop everything down to where I am now able to go back to school. And it's not going to put me in a financial bind.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's great news.
I was the one who was told all throughout his life, I'm never going to amount to anything. I can't thank you guys enough. You guys have been keeping me going. And I know with school, it's going to be tough. But that's why I got Family Life Radio. That's why I got you guys to keep me going.
Man. Well, congratulations. That's exciting.
Oh, I am excited.
So what is bringing you joy? We got to hear. Call us right now. 888-888-9976. It's Family Life Radio. We're Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Misty found this Facebook post pretty powerful. A woman posted this picture of her and her young daughters, and the daughters are holding up a sign that says, Mommy is 646 days sober. And this is what mom wrote. She said, over the last 646 days, not once have my kids had to see their mama passed out drunk, or my husband have to deal with irrational anger, or have I blacked out or woke up completely hungover, or have I awakened filled with regret, wondering what happened the night before. There have been plenty of times I craved a drink or wish I could be normal and not go overboard while drinking, but I know that's not my reality. And recognizing that has helped me stay on track. Even though it hasn't always been easy, it's been 1,000% worth it. So thankful that God helped me overcome. My life has been a million times more peaceful, beautiful, and happy since I made the choice to make a change. So if you or someone you know is going through alcoholism, some sort of addiction, just encourage you to keep going.
Yeah.
Go for it. Mm-hmm. What a night and day difference. Wow. Man, for your family, for the girls to hold up that sign.
Yeah.
That says a lot.
They're so proud of her.
To indicate that her husband is still there for her is incredible because of what we know he must have gone through as well.
That's
as
true.
The children, so
yeah,
that's beautiful.
So hold on to God today. Seek help, because look at the difference, the night and day difference there. I sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about the morning show, you can go to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.